This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
At G-Code, if you already have your weapon, if you already have your ammunition, if you already have your magazines, everything else you need is at G-Code. Everything. Chest rigs, belts already set up. I have something called the Assaulter Belt that I really need. That's going to be the next review I do. That's going to be the next YouTube review I do, the Assaulter Belt. All of that tactical holster goodness. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. In a span of just a few weeks, two very crazed Bernie Sanders-type supporters have committed acts of violence against innocent Americans. In May, Jeremy Christian stabbed and killed two men after berating two Muslim women on a Portland, Oregon train. And then this past Wednesday, we had James Hodgkinson. The big difference between the two events is that only one was seized upon as a disturbing example of the rising political violence in the nation, the incident the media was able to pin on the right. Christian stabbing was depicted as a deliberate act of white supremacist terror, despite the culprit's past support of left-wing causes. His desire to murder all Trump supporters and Jeff Sessions and the fact that victims were fellow white males. President Trump was inevitably blamed for the violence and was even castigated for taking too long to condemn it. And the apparently insufficient condemnation was so infuriating to journalists that they used the president's reaction to the London Bridge jihadi attack to revive their fury over Portland. Meanwhile, many of these same people in media and politics are now strongly urging all Americans to not politicize an avowed leftist trying to assassinate Republican politicians. Suddenly, the very people who whip up outrage anytime a story pops up that fits their narratives transform themselves into simply wanting social harmony and decency after an attack, a response we usually only see after Islamic terror. On the Twitter from Virginia Postrel, whoever she is, please don't politicize the awful congressional shootings. Take a deep breath. Think of the victims. Or Glenn Thrush, who I talked about earlier today, he said, I guess we have our answer to the question, who will be the first to politicize this? Chuck Todd, hope most folks realize that we have a toxic political culture and that attempting to exploit today for political gain will only poison us more. That's flabbergasting. Because we see these responses such a very short time after the media politicized Jeremy Christian's act of violence, which had, at best, very tenuous political motives. And in spite of these protestations that journalists and pundits urging this restraint because they worry about the country's toxic political climate, the real reason is that they have been pushing the narratives that likely shaped the shooter's worldview. This is where somebody gets out there and starts saying, well, what? See, left-wing media has pushed this story that Trump somehow sold the nation to Vladimir Putin. They call the president a fascist and compare Republican lawmakers to Nazi collaborators. Major outlets have repeated over and over and over again that there's a wave of hate crimes engulfing the country and place the blame on that phenomenon, for that phenomenon, squarely on Trump. They have cheered the aggressive town hall demonstrators who show up and scream at Republican lawmakers, instantly turning these folks into internet heroes. There were also prominent voices who legitimized political violence against supposed Nazis, which invited everyone to dive down the slippery slope and define everyone on the right as a descendant of Hitler. Judging by his social media, Hodgkinson bought all of this. He fully believed these and the other narratives about Republicans. And it likely influenced his decision to pick up a gun and take aim at congressmen. Now, we're not likely to have this discussion because those who try to determine the discourse don't want to take the blame for their role. It's similar to how they have refused to show any contrition for promoting a whole host of fake hate crime hoaxes in order to attack Trump. Examples of that attitude are the bomb threats and the vandalism directed at Jewish community centers this year. Without any shred of evidence to connect Trump to these actions, nearly every powerful outlet made that dubious connection and demanded a strong condemnation from the president. And eventually it turned Trump and his supporters had nothing to do with the anti-Semitic acts, and the only two individuals charged for the bomb threats are a left-wing failure at journalism and an Israeli teen. But there were no apologies when all of this came to light. No apologies for pushing the narrative that Trump was inspiring anti-Semitic intimidation. So the demands that no one politicize an obviously political attack is another sign that the media is operating as an institution serving themselves. They want to bring down Trump and push a progressive agenda, period, against you. An anti-Republican shooting is tripping them up, but a stabbing they can blame on Islamophobia and right-wingers moves the agenda forward. We do have a toxic political climate, and that's due to many factors. And one powerful element, one big glaring common denominator, is the legacy fake stream media. And it's all but guaranteed that after a few days of declaring we're all Americans now and that this is no time to push politics, they'll find a tragic story or a violent act to browbeat Republicans with. We should have expected journalists and activists to react to the shooting in this manner because they are a disingenuous crowd. And they also don't read the tea leaves. See, here's the thing. Trump got elected despite the mainstream media. If you had believed the fake stream media, none of us should have gone to vote. It was already in the bag. It was going to be President Hillary Clinton. And what they don't get, and what a few of us don't seem to get, is that I know that most of America is not listening to them anymore. All of these rantings that they're doing, are these are people, they're being Don Quixote yelling at the windmills. This is them screaming at trees, or it's like the mad, you know, the rabid dogs that bark at the snowflakes coming down out of the air. It is the ranting of somebody not being listened to. And Trump's approval ratings are going up. You know that's got to sting. That's just got to sting them because they're out there, they believe that they are the ones that shape your opinion. I don't ever want to be somebody who shapes your opinion. I want to provide you with some information that maybe you look at, and I want you to shape your own damn opinion. I want you to make your own opinion, and I want you to work with it. But I don't ever want to be one of these people where everybody's, well, Bill Pretty changed. No, I don't want to be that one. I do not want to be that guy. That's too much power. I don't deserve it. You should take your own power. When we get back, we're in an attack right now. This is Lock and Load.
piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent pending technology.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas, smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, a warranty you cannot believe. Check them out at TacticalHolsters.com. Let me send this right quick. And then we will move on. There we go. Now then. We're existing right now where things are heating up. And it is heating up in a way that... It isn't that I didn't expect it, but with all the hype and the rhetoric going on and the ever-growing anger and hatred of the political left as their ongoing calls for people to resist by any means, we're answered with a guy carrying a weapon. Some would describe him as happy-go-lucky, who actually believed the hype and the hate being spewed nonstop from virtually every fake stream media outlet in the free world with even greater vitriol and malice in internet forums and blogs and propaganda outlets. Now, had the assassin been a Tea Partier, or his target a Democrat, the media and the politicians' heavy fingers of blame would be pointing at right-wing talk show hosts for encouraging violence, and they might go there anyway. But you can bet that since the attacker was a progressive and his targets were Republicans, there will be no fake stream media or prominent politicians criticizing the progressive fomenters of hate that fueled the assailant's very heavy psychosis. Now, perhaps I'll make the stretch and describe this extremist's actions as an overreaction to the rising hatred and bigotry from the right. But that stretches the veil a bit thin. More likely, they will stick primarily to their other favorite targets and lay most of the blame on the lax gun laws, the NRA, and Republicans for kowtowing to the NRA and failing to do anything about the lax gun laws. In the less regulated and more anonymous bubble of the internet, the discussions are already going so far as to suggest that it served them right and that Republicans are reaping what they have sown. Yesterday evening, the Moms Demand Attention were sending out fundraising emails. And in it, she talked about the attack on Representative Scalise and the suicidal UPS driver in San Francisco who killed three of his co-workers before taking his own life. And Ms. Watts wanted to invite people to join her in sending condolences to the families and survivors while taking the opportunity to share some bogus statistics and express her frustration at the scourge of gun violence. And her primary purpose was to collect names and email addresses to build her list and inflate her supporter numbers. Then there's Gabrielle Giffords, another victim of a violently deranged progressive, sought out reporters to tell them that this was really bad and that we must do something about the epidemic of gun violence in our country. Well, I guess when you reduce murder by 50% and other violent crime by almost 30% over the past couple of decades, that's now considered to be epidemic proportions. And all of that is even more astounding when you consider that as violent crime has been going down, gun ownership has been skyrocketing dramatically. More people own more guns today than at any time in our history, yet crime, including gun crime, keeps going down. Now, of course, the mayor of San Francisco had to decry the rampant gun violence in our society as he was expressing his sincere condolences to the victims and families of the UPS attack in his most gun-restricted city, in the most gun-restricted state in the United States. His police department did their part, too, bragging that the killer committed suicide as they closed in, so they never had to fire a shot. And they described one of the two handguns the murderer had, and I heard this the other day, and I'm still trying to figure this one out, as an assault-type pistol. Whatever that is. And I'm laughing at that because it's just stupid. It's just stupid. Every pistol in circulation today, every semi-automatic handgun, is in exactly the same configuration it would be in the hands of the military, because they don't carry fully automatic handguns in the military. But the one who wins the award for the most mindless anti-rights ranting was Terry McAuliffe. He took the opportunity of an assassination attempt on a member of Congress to declare it as proof that there are too many guns on the street, and followed that up with repeated declarations that gun violence takes the lives of 93 million Americans every day, which means in about 4 days there will be no America. Even though reporters questioned him on that statistic several times, it wasn't until one pointed out that this would reduce the population of the United States down to zero in less than 4 days that he backed away from the statistic and simply declared the death toll too high. And this is just the beginning of the attack on rights. Some anti-rights politicians at least have the decency to wait a day or two before politicizing a tragedy. Or perhaps it's just that the reporters are too busy to get around to them yesterday, so they had to hold their comments till today or tomorrow, or maybe next week. But you can bet your bottom dollar they'll be coming in all of their righteous indignation, demanding that since a radical, probably anti-gun progressive, used a probably, although we know now that he bought it legally, and it was probably, it's 70-year-old former military rifle, it doesn't get pushed out there because it looks like a regular rifle. The charging handle looks like a bolt-action handle. America should give in to the demand to make gun buying and possession more complicated, expensive, if not outright impossible. We should let the terrorists win and punish the 100 million or so gun owners, 140 actually, who never have and probably never will abuse their right to own a weapon. While we let more violent criminals out of prison, give them another chance to rape, pillage, murder, but in a much more peaceful and vulnerable America. The problem with that is that all seems pretty un-American to me, and it will serve only to widen the chasm between the left and the right, feeding the anarcho-communists and the internet warriors, encouraging them to add the NRA types to their long list of people that they should feel free to call names. Well. We'll see. We will see. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Everything you've heard about or read about regarding identity theft is wrong. There are dozens and dozens of companies out there claiming that they can prevent identity theft or that monitoring your credit file will help you prevent identity theft. And I'm here to tell you, it's simply not true. It's a scam. No one can prevent identity theft, and I mean no one. Credit monitoring will not alert you to 80% of the fraudulent issues that can happen to you. Friends, there's only one company that has the solution to identity theft. That's my friends over at Liberty ID. Liberty Nobody ID fixes the damages caused by identity theft. In fact, they've successfully restored the identities of over 60,000 individuals without fail. Call my friends at Liberty ID today to see if you've been compromised. If you're on your cell phone, you probably have been, and my friends at Liberty ID will let you know if you have and what you can do to fix it. Call right now, 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY, or visit them at libertyid.com and use discount code GCN at checkout.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Have you got any idea that I'm a little nervous about things? Not really nervous. I don't know that I would put it as nervous. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, a warranty you cannot believe. Check them out at TacticalHolsters.com. Coming from the desk of David Kodria, we have a couple of good things. I missed so much in the last 10 days, something like that. England has been the target of some terrorism here of late, and a police commissioner verbally caused alarm among rank-and-file officers by suggesting that members of the public who own guns could help defend rural areas against terror attacks. Coming from The Guardian this past Monday, Alison Hernandez, the Devon and Cornwall Police and Crime Commissioner, said she was interested in having a conversation with the chief constable about whether ordinary people with gun licenses could assist in a terrorist crisis. The deputy chief constable, Paul Netherton, quickly responded, under no circumstances would we want members of the public to arm themselves with firearms, not least because officers responding would not know who the offenders were, and quite obviously they would not have the time to ask. Pretty good chance that, yeah, they would, because most of the licenses that people can get in the UK are either going to be for double-barreled shotguns, single-barreled shotguns, or possibly 22 long rifles. I don't know about too many people that actually own handguns there. There are millions of guns licensed in the UK, none of which, the licensed weapons, none of them would I be willing to use in a terrorist situation, of course. But they decided they wanted to discourage such a conversation from happening, let alone hope that there would be any change in the UK's draconian gun bans and restrictions. Our message to the public, he said, is a simple one: to run, to hide, and to tell. During World War II, when Churchill got out there and said, we will fight them in the fields and in the streets and in the villages and wherever else he said they would fight them, there was only one problem. There were no guns. And the United States airlifted 400,000 weapons, real weapons, to the UK. And they were dispersed to the citizens of the UK because Churchill believed that Hitler was going to be landing any old day on the shores of the United Kingdom across the English Channel. After World War II, those weapons were then reconfiscated and dropped into the ocean, despite the fact that nobody acted out with them. We seem to be getting a message here of only ones everywhere, including here in the U.S., where our Department of Homeland Security adds an anemic fight to the instructions without adding how someone disarmed by rules is supposed to do that and what the odds are likely to be for success. Further agreeing with Constable Netherton and further asserting that U.S. gun laws enable and abet terrorists are American gun grabbers, with their position laid out in the New York Times. And that allowing insufficiently vetted foreign nationals into the country in the first place may be a factor. Well, that's never looked at. Also ignored are how many killers take advantage of gun-free zone restrictions and the inconvenient truth that the 5 million members of the NRA, arguably the most heavily armed civilian population on the planet, have a lower homicide rate than Britain. See, it's not about gun violence as far as I'm concerned. I don't like violence. Violence to me is bad. Bad. Very bad. So, and getting killed by being kicked to death or hit in the head with a lump of concrete or beat to death with a walking stick or knifed, that doesn't make that a higher ground. That doesn't give you any moral higher ground. But it's clearly not the guns that are the issue here. Now, former NYPD commissioner and LAPD chief Bill Bratton is saying that European-style terror attacks are going to be the new normal in our world. And that type of attack is quite likely to occur here in the United States at some point in time. And true to carrying on in the finest European traditions, Bratton has been a career denier of the right to people to keep and bear arms. What we are beginning to remember is that for thousands of years, everyone on the island nation of the UK was armed at all times with daggers and with swords if you could afford them, and with throwing axes and longbows for truly special occasions. That was in the burning platform. Personal defense was not just a choice. It meant accepting full responsibility for individual safety beyond city or castle walls. Defending ourselves with grace and strength and skill was something we once took great pride in. We should be looking at what's happening across the pond and view it as a canary in a coal mine of sorts, and a predictor of the shape of things to come. And when it comes to gun violence and terrorism, we need to understand that the UK hasn't seen anything yet. No, they haven't. I mean, Brexit was the first step in trying to get out of this open borders nonsense that the European Union has imposed upon all of their members. And they've decided to pull out of that, and they're getting all kinds of resistance from it. And they finally get a prime minister. You know, Cameron didn't want to do it, so they get a prime minister who's going to go ahead with it. And then because of the law, as it is in Britain, which was that way before Cameron, before Blair, before Thatcher, because of the law the way it is in Britain, now May is sort of hamstrung right now. And that's probably going to slow down Brexit, if not kill it outright. And in the meantime, you've got an Islamic population in the UK who will tell anybody walking down the streets where they, you know, have failed to assimilate and they've put their little cliques together that this is our country now. It's an Islamic country. It's a Sharia country. And one morning they'll wake up, and when they realize that they have sufficient numbers to do the job, they will go about taking it. And the people of Britain, who I have relatives there, well, I don't know what will happen. And we won't be able to help them. Because it'll all happen real quick. But they haven't seen anything yet. Because the enemy is there. The enemy is within. It's on the island nation right now. These guys don't operate alone. There's no lone wolves. We're going to see it there. We're going to see it here. That die is cast. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
To you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, a warranty you cannot believe. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. I don't talk about her very much because I don't really think of her as very much of a factor. I don't watch their reality show. I don't really find it that real. But Kim Kardashian, this also from the desk of David Kodrea, she posted an impassioned piece about gun control on her website a week ago to mark National Gun Violence Awareness Day. According to the UK Daily Mail, which they reported approvingly, like many other celebrities, the reality star urged her fans to wear orange in recognition of the movement. She is promoting an annual propaganda stunt by Bloomberg's AstroTurf group, Everytown. The object is to solicit and exploit photos of useful idiots who are happy to be swindled out of their rights and intent on dragging everybody else along with them. As you can expect from opposite-day progressives, what is intended as a show of strength is really a display of weakness. And that's why the well-financed Bloomberg Magical Mystery Tour of a few years back not only had to pad their deaths list with the names of violent criminals, but they also had to keep their tour stops unpublicized lest they end up embarrassingly outnumbered by gun owner rights advocates. So it really shouldn't surprise anyone that a few years back the Wear Orange website bragged, millions of Americans are coming together. Now, the most recent iteration claims thousands, and that's all they could get despite nationwide supportive media coverage and boosts from celebrity social media feeds. In Atlanta, at the NRA meetup, there was 80,000 of us there, and the Moms Demand Attention counter-protest, which I don't even know where it was, but they had to put some orange T-shirts on some people that weren't even part of their group to get their number into the dozens. Now, Kim Kardashian alone claims 53.3 million Twitter followers. And that's a pretty sorry statement on the priorities many people have. That's nearly as many people that voted for Trump or Clinton. I constantly ask myself, what is it exactly that she's famous for again? Aside from being famous for exhibitionism and narcissism. Kardashian declares on a website, right now there are more guns owned by civilians in this country than any other country in the world. She says that like it's a bad thing. In February of this year, Trump actually signed a bill revoking a regulation recommended by President Obama that would have added 75,000 names of people with registered mental illness to a national background check database. That is crazy. No, that's actually due process. She asks, is it more important to protect the Second Amendment than protect our children? We have imposed restrictions on a number of constitutional rights for the sake of, name them. Which other ones out there have we imposed restrictions on for the sake of protecting people, including freedom of speech and the right to exercise religious beliefs? So why is the Second Amendment any different, she asks. Well, we haven't passed any bans on fundamental rights, and contrary to popular misconception, you can yell fire in a crowded theater as long as there's a fire. We have not required prior restraint, background checks, licensing, and permitting in order to generally exercise personal freedom of speech and worship. We do have libel laws, copyright laws, and the like, but we also have laws against shooting people or ripping off proprietary gun maker designs. And if you want to hold a parade or engage in activity that competes with the rights of others, a permit can factor in, but you don't need one to personally traverse open public spaces. Still, all Kardashian wants to do is enact laws that would help protect innocent Americans from people who should not have access to firearms. And she says, hey, listen, and this is true, Rob Pincus, the tactical instructor, he went and instructed the Kardashian sisters on shooting a gun. So when she says, I'm not against guns and I'm not against people owning guns, she probably does own guns. She probably likes them. But she also says, after what happened to me in Paris, I know how important it is to be safe and to have armed security. And all of my security team is armed, but they also support stricter gun control laws and believe that we should restrict access to firearms for people with mental illness. Anyone previously convicted of a misdemeanor. That's interesting. Those who have been subject to a temporary restraining order and those at higher risk of committing gun violence. How do you figure all that out, Kim? I mean, really, how do you figure out who is at higher risk of committing gun violence? And who do you know of that has been adjudicated as mentally deficient and is buying guns and passing a background check? And did you background check your armed security team? Let's talk about the armed security team. The armed security team can go places armed that you and I cannot, at least not without risking arrest. Her protectors are some of the only ones. They have exclusivity and, they get to enjoy profit from that. And the other thing is, how long would their employment last if they publicly disagreed with their employer? But as for the mental illness and restraining order prohibitions, once again, before denying fundamental rights to people who've not been convicted of any crime or adjudicated a danger to themselves or others, due process requirements must be satisfied. She says she's not against guns, but wants to prohibit anyone convicted of a misdemeanor from owning them. Like Kanye West for assaulting a photographer. Like step-parent Caitlyn Jenner narrowly avoided over a car crash. Like she herself could have been charged for her role in secretly recording Taylor Swift. What it boils down to is that these people, like Kardashian, they can afford an armed security detail, and they aren't affected by edicts imposed upon commoners. Bloomberg got all of his armed detail from when he was the mayor of New York. They all quit when he was no longer the mayor, and they now Armed, they travel with them everywhere it goes, including in foreign places where even most police don't carry guns. And whether she realizes it or not, the gun owner control she calls for are more incremental steps towards a monopoly of violence in the game. So, if one of you out there is one of the 53.3 million, you know, followers of Kim Kardashian, here's what I would say to you. These people, like Kardashian, they have their protection. They have the same kind of protection afforded to them that, say, the ruling political class has afforded to them. For them, it becomes a matter of, so what if a few followers and fans get killed off? That doesn't even register on the bottom line for them. Kardashian isn't even a singer. I mean, she doesn't even have to worry about record sales. She just exists for being Kim Kardashian, whatever that is. Whatever that is. She doesn't even know what she's talking about. I mean, you can hear that just from what she says and what she states and all this other nonsensical stuff that she brings up. It just, it would be funny if it wasn't so offensive. So, thanks, Kim. Appreciate all that stuff. All of you are famous for being famous. We'll handle this if that's okay with you. We're not really concerned with what you think or believe or want to do. We're good to go. We are good to go. Hour number three is inbound. When we get back, we're going to go back and look at the leftist game that is driving us into a position where we're going to have to respond to it. Stay tuned. This is Lock and Load. Stated goal is to be the best. You know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. CrackandPop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these, large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.